Lastly, when we here in Chicago want to think of something that's happier than, well, anything else, we go back to the fall of 2016 when the Cubs won the World Series. Yay!
Right after that happened, we spoke to the guy who broadcast this series, sportscaster Joe Buck. Peter began by asking him about the elephant in the room, the fact that everybody hates him.
You call your book Lucky Bastard. So you kind of lead with the knowledge that there in the very opinionated sports fan community, there are pockets of people who are not fans of yours.
Yeah, but it's really, I think, born out of the fact that in baseball, all year long, Cub fans are listening to their announcers.
Who are pretty great.
Action.
Yeah.
And when we show up, we're the national guys, and yeah, we get excited for Rizzo hitting a home run or Bryant hitting a home run or Hendricks pitching great, but we also have to get excited for the other side, and they're not used to hearing that. So it's okay. I've gone to a lot of therapy for this. I pay like $240, $250 an hour to get over it, knowing that people don't like me in certain parts of the world, and that's fine. I can accept that.
Right. So that means that any game you do, whether football or baseball, you can be reasonably certain that everybody is going to be furious at you at one point because you're praising the other team.
They want to throw something at the TV, and they say, I hate that guy because he just yelled because the other team's hit a home run.
Wow.
I get it. It's fine. All good.
One of the things I am amazed at is that you seem very excited and caught up in the game. You seem really excited when the Cubs finally won. So,
well, yeah. I mean, first of all, the name of my book is Lucky Bastard. I am the luckiest person to get to sit there and call that. And that was, I've done 19 World Series. And I will tell you that is as good as it will ever get for me, for an announcer of calling any sport. To declare the Cubs champions after 108 years was the highlight of my career.
Right.
Oh, yay.
Because we all knew if the Cubs won, it was going to make history. Had you prepared something? Because we all remember Al Michaels. Can you believe in miracles and all the other famous calls? Did you have one ready?
It was 10th inning of Game 7, which is insane in and of itself.
Yeah, I remember.
A guy hits a chopper to the third baseman, Bryant, and you got to kind of call the play first, and then whatever comes out of your mouth after that comes out. So I have to live with whatever happens. Like, you guys have to live with whatever you say spur of the moment, and you have to trust yourself.
So what did you say when it was done?
I don't remember.
I believe you said, if I'm not mistaken, the Cubs win the World Series, which had the benefit of being true.
It was something really deep.
Yeah. Other question, the opposite question, baseball can be pretty dull.
Yes.
One of those endless at-bats where the pitcher keeps throwing over to first base and the batter keeps fouling it off. Do you ever you have nothing to say?
And that's the beauty of TV as opposed to radio. I can just sit there and be like, listen to the sound of the crowd and the yell of the pop. Take it all in, everybody, the sounds of the ballpark.
And that's that's when you quietly slip off to the bathroom, right?
Yeah, I've done that.
Okay, so tell me about that. What do you do when you need to go to the bathroom?
Yeah, I one of the requirements that should be taught in broadcaster school, although I didn't go to broadcaster school, I went to the school of nepotism, is that you need to have a great strong bladder to call professional sports, because especially in football, where you know you don't know how long a half's going to last, and then the timeouts happen and a incomplete pass and you have to go to the bathroom. I actually called a touchdown on national TV in the NFL while going to the bathroom.
No.
Wow.
Right. Oh, my God.
Who scored the touchdown?
Sterling Sharp of the Green Bay Packers. And it was Green Bay in Atlanta. And he called a touchdown. And let's just say that we came back from commercial earlier than I thought we were going to.
Wow.
This was at Lambeau?
This was, believe it or not, and friends of mine can't believe this actually happened. They would give up home games at Lambeau to play some games in Milwaukee. So this was a game in Milwaukee County Stadium, the last game the Packers ever played there.
Well, for obvious reasons.
Yeah, they couldn't use the stadium anymore. It smelled funny. Nobody knew why.
Yeah, it did. I'm not proud of admitting any of this.
Joe Buck, we have asked you here today to play a game that we are calling
It's all just kittens and rainbows.
This week, we thought everybody could use a little adorable distraction, so we are going to ask you three questions about kittens and rainbows. Get two right, you'll win our prize from one of our listeners, Carl Castle's voice and their voicemail bill, who is Joe Buck playing for?
Leslie Bayer of Kansas City, Missouri.
So you ready to play?
I am. All Leslie, right. I'm sorry before we start.
Here's your first question. In 2007, a kitten in London named Otto made news for doing what? A, its unique mix of short and long fur earned it a TV show called Mullet Cat.
Oh, God.
B, Otto, the kitten, climbed on the composer of Cats, Andrew Lloyd Webber's, keyboard, deleting the entire score for his new musical. Or C, the Queen's footman lost one of her corgis and attempted to secretly replace it with Otto the cat.
I'm going to go with Andrew Lloyd Webber, B.
You're right.
No.
That's it, right?
No kidding.
That's what happened. Lord Webber, as he is actually known, was writing a sequel to Phantom of the Opera, which Otto the Kitten saved the world from. Two more questions, Joe. Here we go. Here's a rainbow. The Rainbow Sheik of Dubai, real person, he's known for his vast wealth, but how did he get that nickname, the Rainbow Sheik? Was it A, for a wedding present, he gave his wife a new Mercedes for each color of the rainbow? B, he picked the name Rainbow Sheik because the name Iron Sheik was already taken? Or C, it is said that the cuisine he eats in his palace is so fine, he literally farts rainbows.
Oh, God.
I'm going to go with A.
You're going to go with A for the wedding
Mercedes.
Present? Yes, yeah. You're right. He gave his wife...
Wow.
Like seven Mercedes in the colors of the rainbow, earning a nickname, the Rainbow Sheik.
You know, we better get used to that kind of nonsense.
Yeah, pretty much. All right.
Well done.
You've gotten two right, but let's go for perfect, Joe. Back to kittens. In 2011, an adoption shelter in England took weeks to find a home for one of its kittens. Why? A, thanks to a typographical error, it was advertised not as the perfect pet, but as a perfect pest. B, the kitten insisted on only eating gluten-free cat food. Or C, the kitten looked just like Adolf Hitler.
I'm going to say C, Adolf Hitler.
You're right. It was, in fact, Adolf.
Here we go, Joe Buck.
Whoa.
That's a perfect game.
That's a perfect game.
It
you pitched a perfect game.
No hitter.
Somebody's going to have to call
it. It really does.
That.
And it was called Kittler. Is the name. And unlike a picture of me, I urge you to Google image that because it's pretty hilarious. I'm going to ask you something, Joe. You took a second before answering each of those questions. So if you were to do a play-by-play for your own thought process, what would it have been like?
Well, here's a guy who's standing on a street in Manhattan right now listening to a roaring crowd behind three people who he's never met who are asking him questions about topics he doesn't care about.
There you go. Woo! Joe Buck at his finest. Joe Buck, as you probably know, if you've watched any sports at all, is an announcer for Fox Sports, and you heard his voice during the World Series, and on Sundays you'll hear it during football season. Joe Buck, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, top of the resume, 3 for 3.
You bet,
man. 3 for 3, baby.